KB2H access.
Good morning, I guess it is, Dave. I'm out on 85 here. How are you doing today? This is N0TR, little horse.
That means you have a pony. Good morning, Tom. Or, excuse me, good afternoon, Tom. I just looked at my watch here. I'm on Mount Lebanon Road, just heading to the house. I took care of a couple of things today. I'm heading back home.
Oh, I had an endoscope and a colonoscopy Monday, and I've been hoarse ever since, so that endoscope, I guess, is what done it. I don't know, Dave. You been busy, HVAC?
Yeah. You know, the cold weather hit. I've been doing some repairs. In fact, got one tomorrow morning because the customer's not going to be there today. So I got to go and look at the heat unit and see what's going on with it.
Well, I know you like to hear odd things that you run into troubleshooting. I had to finally call a plumber the other day, and he didn't want to believe it, but I told him that AI said that the heating elements could be intermittent, and I said, I've never seen that. They're just a cowl rod. And I said, I doubt if you have, and he says, no. Anyways, he replaced them, and I went ahead and replaced that anode, which, of course, he tripled the price, which you have to make a living. And, like you call them, the high-dollar places.
Yeah. I don't really work on water heaters, per se, but I know the anode rods, you got to change them once in a while. I think they just screw right in. It's just I don't think there's any kind of power going to them. I think it's a inert thing. You know, it just attracts the crud.
Later. Bernice was taking a shower, and I'll be darned if it didn't do it again. You quit.
I'm sorry. I think I doubled with you there for a minute.
Well, 9 days later, it quit while Bernice was taking a shower. Good thing it wasn't me, but Bernice wouldn't agree with that, would you?
No.
So, anyways, I got to checking, Dave, and I changed the circuit breaker, yet it never tripped. And I checked the voltage drop across each contact. I checked everything I could think of. The voltage was perfect. Well, I went ahead and put a new 30-amp breaker in it. And so far, knock on wood, it's not quit again.
Oh, it's a 30-amp, 2-volt.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, sometimes only one half of that will trip. And you won't know it because it won't move. But, yeah, it's always a safe bet if you you put the back of your finger on there and feel, see if it's warm or not. And if it's warm, that means you got a pretty good voltage drop inside there. But, yeah, breakers, they fail. They fail.
I've seen them. But, you know, Dave, it wasn't hot. And I used to work on very complex machine tools in the old days, and I found that I could actually measure the voltage drop across a micro switch and find bad ones. They didn't have to be very much of a voltage drop to screw up, you know, if it was feeding a computer or something. But I checked that, and it was just a very few millivolts. So I got to change lanes here. So anyways, you check good in that direction and the same amount of mils on each side, you know, going from top to bottom. Measure, I'm going to say 240, 241 on the voltage. There was no smell, no discoloration in the Bakelite, no discoloration in the lugs, nothing. So I just went ahead and changed it anyways, and lo and behold, like I said, knock on wood, it hasn't quit yet. That was strange. I don't feel bad about changing the anode rod, but like I said, they're in about 1 foot sections and then a little shielded cable in between the sections now. And I asked him why, and he said it was because they get into tight spots with these hot water tanks and you can't pull that anode rod straight up. And that allows them to get it in there easier. It was ate up pretty good, like you said, Nick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's good to change those things. How did the power bus car look before you plugged the new breaker in? Did it look pretty good? Did it look like it was burned or overheated?
Well, you mean the bus bars in the back? No, no discoloration whatsoever. No smell in the Bakelite on the breaker. You know, Bakelite stinks like the dickens. And everything just checked perfect. He even called the factory and did what they said, and he'd already done that. And it didn't show any signs, and he couldn't figure it out. But I'm thinking it was a bad breaker.
Yeah, good that you changed it. You know, they're not that expensive. What are they, $25-$30 for a breaker?
Yeah, it was, you know, I'm old school, so it was more than what I thought it would be, but I don't care. It wasn't that much, Dave. It was about $38, wasn't it, Bernice? Boy, nowadays, with all these houses going in, sometimes you can't even find a double-pole 30-amp breaker.
Oh, yeah, you can get them. You can get them. I have this, it's like a grease-looking stuff that you put on the high-voltage lines before you put things together to keep them from arcing internally. I think it's called Nolox or something, Nolox. I have a little container of it. It's got a little brush built in and a whole bit, so when I work on high-voltage stuff, like 240, I'll put a little bit of that on there, if, you know, especially when we change out disconnects and breakers and things.
Yes, and I've used that for about 50 years. I got a brand new tube of it downstairs. It's like a little plastic bottle of it with a cone-shaped spout on it. This one doesn't have a brush on it. But I use that on my battery terminals on automobiles, and it works like a champ. It's four dissimilar metals or aluminum to copper.
Yes, absolutely. You know, a lot of these older homes, Jimmy and I put a system in the other day where it was number 6 aluminum upstairs for the air handler. And you know it darn well. we put some of that on there.
We used it a lot. Even in the old days, we used aluminum conduit quite a bit. And I always put it on the threads of it because they sometimes oxidize. But that's good stuff, I'll tell you for sure. I met a guy in Lowe's the other day, and he was looking at this liquid electrical tape. It was in a yellow can, and I had bought that stuff once before. But I tell all my ham radio friends to get the G&B liquid electrical tape for their coax connections. That's another good one to use.
I don't know. I think that stuff deteriorates a little too much. I know we used to use it up in New York, and it just... a buddy of mine used to work for Loco, who is now Long Island Power Authority or whatever. I don't know what the heck the name is. He was a lineman, and he gave me this rubberized tape for the high voltage lines when they wrapped the high voltage lines. And we used to put that on the coax, and that stuff would never leak. Pain in the butt to get back off, but would never leak.
Well, with this GMB stuff, it's in a little bottle with a brush. But, yeah, my first year I worked in a mine power equipment, and they ran 7200 out to the shovels, you know, that dug the mines, and they used Ocaprene, Oconite, all kinds of Oca, whatever. And then they also used Scotch 88. I used that for outside and 33 for inside.
Yeah, I use the Scotch 33 all the time. Yeah. Anyway, Tom, I'm getting ready to pull into the driveway here. I got a few things to do at the house, and then got to run back out to Home Depot and got to change a couple of faucets in my house. So, have a good day. Take care of Bernice. Hello, Bernice. Goodbye, Bernice. Have a good day, Tom. And 0TR, KP2HXS.
Yeah, I was just looking for a wrench to take out one of those aerators yesterday, and I bought two different ones at Lowe's, And one of them's a set of them, and I already had a set, and I thought, well, maybe they got a different one. I can't find a wrench to fit that thing for our kitchen faucet. It's got little bitty indentations on a circular piece.
Chevrolet Supply down here in Greer will probably have it. They're a plumbing supply. I can't name it. I can't think of the name of the road that it's on, but AAA Supply, I just bought a house filtration system from them a couple of weeks ago. Halo 5 system I'm putting in. So they would probably have it.
Found a reasonable one. You said they were very expensive. AAA Supply in Greer. I know there's one there. It's... You go across Wade Hampton there, just up the street on the right, there's an electrical supply, but I don't know the name of it, so oh, that's Crescent. Okay, Bernice remembered. Okay, Dave, I'll look that up. Thank you. I appreciate it. You have a great day, and most of all, a safe one. This is N0TR Clear.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's Crescent Supply. All right, have a good day. I'll catch you later, KB2HXS, 73 times.